All right, let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman who had her transmission fixed about a year ago. Then it went out, and she brought it back to him. And, oh, guess what? The warranty was up by about a week.
Uh-huh.
So they wouldn't help her. So she went round and round with these people, and it got pretty ugly. She ended up just leaving her car on their lot for months. And when she got it back, there was a big key mark down the side. And so I'm going to call now from the transmission place, trying to charge her for storage for keeping that car.
Hello.
Hey, Courtney. Hi, this is Dave over at Transmission. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm calling. First of all, is your car running again? Is the transmission working?
You know, the only thing that's wrong with my car is it doesn't go in reverse.
Well, we did the best we could on that and rebuilt that for you, but unfortunately, you left it on our parking lot there.
With your permission.
I didn't give the permission. Who did that?
Every time I called, I talked to Lee about it. He said, no problem. And on top of that, when my car got towed, it got keyed from one side to the other.
Hmm.
The guy that towed it totally f***ed my car up and keyed it.
Whoa, hey, now I don't know that. That could happen
anywhere.
It had
to be there because it's locked up.
Maybe, and you have insurance.
It's locked up.
I don't know why any of this is our fault. I mean, we fixed your insurance.
I didn't call you. You called me.
All right, well, because I need to collect for storage for the...
Well, that's not going to happen
because I had
permission to put my car there through Lee.
Do you have
every
that?
Every single time I talked to Lee, he said it was no problem.
Writing somewhere? Because I've not ever heard anything about that.
No,
and
he
I just
didn't
talked
give
to Lee
me
yesterday.
A contact for storage either.
I asked him about that, and he knows nothing about it. It seems like you left it there just in spite or on a dispute.
Every single time.
I don't know.
Don't
he did not have the authority to say that. And regardless.
Well, how would I? He's your store manager.
We are a transmission business. We're not a parking garage.
I understand that. That's why every time
your car is there, taking up space, it's taking the space of some other place.
Now, if you have
we could have been making money from a regular customer that didn't take the parking spot, that isn't taking up space, charging you for that.
You
got 3 months.
I
need $450.
You're not getting $450 from me. There's no way. There's no way because, number one, I had verbal agreement with Lee.
And I'll tell you what, and I have maybe a solution to this. I know that that car has a nice back seat. Maybe you and I get in the back seat together, rumble around a little bit, and all of a sudden the 400...
Oh, this is a f***ing birthday scam. What is this?
Happy birthday.
It's Dean and Raj. How are you?
No way. I'm pissed off now.
Oh, you're hot.
I'm around the corner from trying to pick up kick his ass.
No, give it up. Yeah, Kevin wanted us to call you.
No way.
Yes way. Happy birthday.
All right. That's my husband.
I know. Okay.
Hi, I'm on the radio with Dean and Roger just scamming for my birthday. Thank you.